What's happening, party people? What's happening? Once again, it's your host with the most, Mr. Ron, and welcome to another episode of 40 Years of Hip Hop, where we review 1,000 songs over the span of 40 years from 1979 to 2019. Party people, that's right. And I know we've been promoting it for a while right now, so coming soon, it should be ready by the end of the month. You know, by November, we should activate our Mixcloud platform called Forever Hip Hop. And right now, we're just, you know, we're in the process of loading it with basically just music. You know, music, all of the tracks that we're reviewing, you know, mixtapes, volume one, mixtapes, volume two. It's all going to be available for you, party people. So, party people, today we are going to be reviewing Dead Presidents by Jay-Z from the album Reasonable Doubt, which was released in 1996. But before we start, let's see what's up to Mr. Ron's week. What's happening in Mr. Ron's week? Well, not much, you know, keeping busy as usual. And I have to say, party people, I've really been enjoying the verses. You know, the last one I caught was D-Block versus Dipset. You know, that was hot. That was fire. That was hot. And I have to say that as soon as I saw that, Big Daddy Kane was going to go toe-to-toe against KRS-One. Oh, I'm like, yo, I cannot miss this. I will not. We're talking about two legends, okay? Two legends. Now, I had the chance to see Big Daddy Kane live when he came to Montreal. And wow, you know, this guy could put on a show. He could put on a show. So this is going to be interesting. I've also seen KRS-One live. No, I haven't seen him physically, you know, but I saw footage of KRS-One. And I know that he could rock the party also. So that's definitely going to be interesting. Definitely going to be interesting. So what have I been listening this week? So this week I kind of like fell back into like actually new stuff. Well, new. That is basically that was released in 2021, like the Czarface and MF Doom album, Super What. That's really good. That's dope. That's wow. You know, Pray for Haiti by Mac Homie. You know, great tracks. There's a couple of great tracks in there. Again, I just don't feel like it's a solid album. There's a lot of songs that feel a little bit like unfinished. That's just my opinion, you know, but great lyricism, you know, it's definitely a good listen, definitely. You know, Mr. Ron, I'm always on the instrumental tip, and I'm really enjoying Madlib's instrumental album, Sound Ancestors. And yeah, you know, sometimes again, you know, like I mentioned before, whenever I'm working, sometimes I'll just put some more, something that's a little more, you know, instrumental that I could just vibe on, you know, while I'm doing my work. And the track of the week, party people, the track of the week is Mando Calrissian. That's right, Mando Calrissian by Czarface and MF Doom on the album A Super What. You gotta check that out. You gotta check that out. It's definitely a cool track to listen to. And party people, make sure you check out my man, the G-Man, as next week he will be reviewing The Gas Phase by Third Bass. Yeah, and if you don't know, Third Bass was actually one of the first white hip-hop groups. Well, they're actually about the same time of the Beastie Boys, around the same time. And they were on the same label, Def Jam, and if I'm correct, there was a beef between the two groups, between the Beastie Boys and Third Bass. But that for later, when, you know, I will either be reviewing a Beastie Boy track or Third Bass track so that we could dive into this, you know, into this so-called beef, you know. So party people! Let's get back to the review. Dead Presidents, you know, All About Making Money by Jay-Z. So there's actually a backstory, okay, you know, through most of these tracks that, you know, we've chosen, there's a story behind it. So this Dead Presidents on a mixtape, and I believe that was late 95, okay? And of course, I started looking, you know, for that album, you know, Jay-Z. I was like, wow, you know, and couldn't find it while, you know, like I'm in Montreal, because I heard it when I was in New York. I'm like, who's this Jay-Z guy? You know, came to figure out that Jay-Z was a roadie for one of my favorite rappers, Big Daddy Kane. I was like, what? I'm like, okay, this guy's gonna have, like, this. Now, I just went crazy on finding that album. Now, you need to understand, guys, back then in the 90s, there was actually a gap between from when a song came out in the United States until it came out in Canada, okay? Now, by that time, around 96, I would say it would take about maybe a month, you know? There was some delay. But this album, right, due to the fact that, one, it was an independent album, there was no distribution in Montreal. So I couldn't get it. We've received the album in Montreal only in November of 1996, almost 1 year after that it was released, okay? And of course, I bought it, you know, at HMV where I almost live. You know, no, but for real, I used to go to the record store at least once a week on Tuesdays. New releases, at least. Sometimes it would even be twice. I ended up getting the album and enjoying the whole album. And of course, the track that we will be reviewing today, which is Dead Presidents 2. So, is this song original? And if so, how? Well, I'll tell you, party people. The way that I see this, right, I feel that Jay-Z took a look at what was happening in the hip-hop world, right? He's like, okay, I see we have our club bangers. All right, that's cool. I see we have our, like, you know, LL type, you know, ladies love type rhymes. Okay, that's cool. It's like, oh, there's also some rhymes from the streets, you know. You gotta represent the streets. Okay. So Jay-Z, instead of basically choosing one style, was like, yo, I'm just gonna do all of it. And this is the main difference, right? This is the biggest difference between Jay-Z and all of the other rappers at that time. It was like, you know what? I'm gonna do all of it. I'm gonna do club bangers. I'm gonna do some real shit. I'm gonna do some tracks for the ladies, you know? I'm gonna do some tracks for the heads where it's, you know, really like all about like lyricisms. I will do it all. And this is where the originality comes from. Again, when that track came out, the world wasn't reinvented. It's not like, you know, he came out with a new type of flow or type of beat. Even though Jay-Z did have his own style. Whenever you heard Jay-Z, you knew it was Jay-Z. He had his own voice, he had his own cadence. But on top of that, what really made him original is the fact that, you know, he was like this multifaceted artist, you know. And I do say artist because just like Big Daddy Kane says, as soon as you sign that dotted line, that contract, you're no longer a rapper. You're an artist. And I really believe that Jay-Z, of course, when you had Big Daddy Kane mentoring you, of course, this is what's going to happen. So originality, party people, originality, this is what I gave it a 4.25, courtesy of this song, 4.25 on 5. Just to situate you a little bit, and again, this is like, okay, so this is what I'm saying, like, the second part of the 90s, yo, check this. So I'm just gonna pick, like, just tell you a few of other rappers that were, like, happening at that around that time. You had Pac, right? Death Row with Snoop, you know, the Dog Pound. You had the Fugees, Wyclef, Lauryn Hill, Praz. Nas, of course, was coming out with his second album. The Wu was making noise, you know. Ghostface, Raekwon, Capadonna, RZA, to mention, ODB, to mention a few. So you could see, like, yo, there wasn't much weak rappers, you know, like all of the rappers that I've mentioned. And of course, Biggie Small. How could I forget Biggie, you know? Damn. Anyways, party people, fun fact, Jay-Z actually lived in London during the late 80s. That's right. The rapper lived in London in 1989. He even actually recorded with Moni Love. Actually, I actually reviewed It's a Shame by Moni Love last week. All right, party people, delivery, which consists of lyrics and flow. Of course, Dead Presidents, it's all about making that money. You know, it's all about, but also it's all about working hard to get that money, to get paid. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to try. So, of course, I know Jay-Z. If I were, I wouldn't be having that podcast, right? So your paper falls slow like confetti. Mine's a steady grow. Perico, pay $580 for blow. Better believe I have $1,160 to show. My dough flip like Taekwondo, Jay-Z the icon. Baby, you like Dom? So of course, with the Jay-Z delivery, it's way more interesting. So let's break it down. Your paper falls slow like confetti. Mine's a steady grow. It's just saying that, you know what? Instead of while people, you know, like are making small money, like, you know, falling like confetti, you know, he's making moves. Right? Not only that, but his money is a steady grow. Okay? So, all right, Jay-Z, so got that dope. Pay $580 for blow. Better believe it, I have $1,160 to show. So again, this is definitely a cocaine rhyme, you know, that he paid $580 for the product and flipped it, okay, to $1,160. And again, when we say flip, it's basically linked to the other line that's right after that. My dough flip like Taekwondo, Jay-Z the icon, you know? So again, he's flipping money the same way that Taekwondo is basically this Korean martial art where they focus a lot on flipping your opponent, you know? Really witty, well-written rhymes. Jay-Z the icon, baby, you like Dom. And for those that don't know, Dom Perignon is, you know, like some super expensive bubbly champagne. So, yeah, some nice lyricism from Jay-Z. Courtesy of Genius, and this is why, party people, I gave it a 4 on 5. And again, I give it a 4 on 5 because it's Jay-Z's first album. You know, he's barely getting started. I feel that Jay-Z is, if he doesn't beat you with the lyricism, he's gonna beat you with the flow, with the cadence, with the meaning of the words. There's always a way, interesting way, that the Jay-Z, the icon, is actually going to beat you lyrically. Courtesy, like I said, courtesy of Genius, and this is why I give it a 4 on 5. And now let's go to production, party people. Beat, mixing, scratching, if there's any. Great beat. I find it, the piano, the chords, super emotional. There's a little bit of nostalgia in that beat. But also what I like about that beat is the beat is not too prominent. Meaning, the musical, okay, the production leaves place for Jay to shine. You know, and I think that's the beauty about that beat. But at the same time, it's dope though. You know, it's a dope beat, you know. Because I know a lot of people practice their freestyles on that beat. Oh my God. For like a good decade, that beat was on. So, produced by Ski, who produced, of course, a lot of track for Jay-Z. He also produced Coolie High by Kent Lowe, John Blaze by Fat Joe, and Big Pun featuring, he's actually from this crew called Original Flavor, And in 1993, they came out with the track Can I Get Open by Original Flavor featuring Jay-Z, just to situate you a little bit. So samples, of course, we've got Lonnie Liston Smith, A Garden of Peace, okay, from Dreams of Tomorrow. We also have the Nas sample, okay, The Voice, and the Tribe Called Quest Oh My God remix featuring Busta Rhymes on the drums. That song was sampled 13 times. A few, I would say, Illuminated by Absol featuring Kendrick Lamar, which came out in 2012. Another one that I like was Pray For Me by Rex. So of course, again, I'm gonna add some Rex. He's like this rapper from Boston. And, boy, he's underground. Yeah, you know, not a lot of people know of him, but wow. Fly Away by Talib Kweli. And party people, on a YouTube clip, a Ski Beat is basically showing you how created the beat for Dead President, starting with the Lonnie Liston Smith sample. Then when he got the sample right, he added the drums. The drums were taken from a Tribe Called Quest. He did all that. He used the SP-1200 for the drums and the 950 for the sample, okay? And wow, it's a great track. The way that the sample was used is, it just worked. Courtesy of Who Sampled, and this is why I give it a 3.75/5. Again, I have to be fair, because don't forget, later down the line in Jay-Z's career, he's got people like Joss Blaze doing beats for him. He's got people like Kanye doing beats for him, you know. And he has Young Guru engineering all of that. So that's why, like, when you look down, you know, later on Jay-Z, I'm like, I could not go higher than 3.75. I could not. So party people, top five. Here are my top five albums of 1996. And party people, this one was very difficult. And now, this is a top five album of 1996 today. Okay, not back. So again, like, I sat down and listened to a whole bunch of albums from 1996. And in no particular order, I'm going to start with Pac, All Eyes on Me. Okay, that double album. Then I'm going to go with Nas, It Was Written. Okay, The Fugees with The Score, very popular album. And I'm surprised, but it still holds it, you know, totally works. DJ Shadow, Introducing. Now, I know this is an instrumental album, but that album, it's one album that stayed with me from the first time I heard it, and I bought the CD in the late 90s. And then I got the vinyl, then I streamed it, and so on and so on. But DJ Shadow Introducing is definitely one of my favorite albums of that era. A little alternative, yes, but so much going on in that album, so much. And one album that I felt that just kept getting better and better, like a Beaujolais, like a fancy wine, you know, like it got sweeter with time. It has to be Rascal's Soul on Ice, you know. And I remember when I got the album in the late 90s, it was okay. I even remember being a little disappointed. But then now, like, I listen to it, I'm like, there are so many, like, powerful tracks in there, you know. But yet, it's also balanced with some really fun tracks, you know. Rascal, Soul on Ice. And that was my top five best albums from 1996. So party people, before we get back to the review, at 40 Years of Hip Hop, we use Buzzsprout for our podcast. They get your show listed on every podcast platform available. We were able to get to 10,000 downloads within a year as Buzzsprout members. You will get a great looking podcast platform, an audio player that you can drop in any other websites, even a WordPress template. You will also benefit from a detailed analytics and tools to promote your episode, like audio video snippets of your podcast called soundbites. However, for me, my thing is that I get to generate a second revenue by talking about something that I'm passionate about. Think about it. Are you a fan of something? Try podcasting about it. It's easy, fun, and can generate a second revenue. Get started for free, party people. No credit card required. Cancel anytime. No contracts, okay? And it doesn't stop there. You will receive a $20 Amazon gift certificate after your second paid invoice. That's right, party people. Link below in our episode notes. Buzzsprout is the way to go. And now, party people, let's get back to the review. Relevance and longevity. Is this song still relevant? Was it able to stand the test of time? And if so, how? Well, okay, so the way I see it, this song is definitely a landmark. And to compare it from a younger generation's point of view, of course, in this day and age, how are you relevant? Is basically how many followers you got on Instagram, on the gram. And Jay-Z is pretty high up there with 197,000 followers. Okay, I have to say, I would have expected more. I would have expected a few millions. But whatever, it's all good. I was talking to a student and he was saying, oh yeah, I know of Jay-Z. I know he's super important. But that's dad rap. I was like, did you just call Jay-Z dad rap? And it was like, yeah. It's like, I know Jay-Z, but I don't listen to that dad rap. You know, I was like, wow. Interesting. The video has 980,000 views, which is very near to a million. And my man King Guap reacted to it, you know. And yeah, and you know what? At the end of the day, really, I'm like, you know what? Fuck social media. Fuck IG. Fuck YouTube. This is a classic for the head. This song started a new era. Okay, this song started a new era. And party people, this is why, for relevance and longevity, I will give it a 4/5. Fun fact, party people, Michael Jackson secretly sent Jay-Z's hit singles, Girls, Girls, Girls. Yep, he was on Girls, Girls, Girls singing these background vocals. And Jay-Z didn't even put him on. You know, he didn't even give him any credit. That's odd. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon. So party people, was this song impactful? Well, okay, so first of all, I'll tell you, this song impacted hip-hop culture in a big way. What I mean by that is, first of all, is the fact that Jay-Z said, you know what, I'm not gonna stick to like one crowd, I'm going for everyone. Okay, not only that, but Jay-Z elevated the bar. That's what he did, you know? He elevated the bar on every aspect of hip-hop. Maybe writing, producing, cadence, flow, lyricism. You know what? Bring these up a few notches. I don't really think, like, any in hip-hop right now, I think that anyone who's familiar with hip-hop is gonna know Jay-Z. Example. We were working with a marketing firm, right? You know, for the blog. And the lady who is the marketing coordinator, she, you know what? She was Arabic. She doesn't know anything about hip-hop. However, she knew Jay-Z, and that's the only example that she kept using, you know, like, oh yeah, like Jay-Z, you know, like Jay-Z, you know, to the point where it became a little annoying at time. But it just to prove a point that people that don't even listen to rap know that the name Jay-Z is affiliated with hip hop. Not only that, the track went gold. It went gold, 500,000 units sold. It went gold. And for impact, And this is why I give it a 5 on 5, okay? Again, this song was huge in the streets. This song totally, as a person that enjoys hip hop, and at that time who wanted to be a rapper, I was like, wow, this guy is just out of this world, you know? And this is why I gave Jay-Z a 5 for impact for that song, because that song was impactful, opening a new era in this book of hip hop culture. All right, party people, a little final thoughts and recap. All right, originally 4.25 on 5, original track, just the way that Jay-Z approached this track, you know, very original. His delivery is unique. You hear Jay-Z, you know him right away. So Jay-Z is someone that's always going to be original. You know, you're not going to be like, is that? No, you know it right away. Okay, delivery, which stands for lyrics and flow, I'll go with the 4. Again, this is Jay-Z beginning at an early age, okay, on his first album. So you know this is only going to get better. Production, I gave it a 3.75, even though the beat is amazing. Not only that, it was used a lot to practice freestyles and battles. However, the song, with an outstanding sample, the way that Ski Beats utilized the sample was just magnificent. However, the beat still takes a backseat to the song to let Jay-Z shine. Production 3.75 on 5. Relevance, party people, and longevity, it's a 4. This is definitely a hip-hop classic for my generation. Of course, the younger generation labeled Jay-Z as dad rap. Interesting, and a little bit, and true, you know, it's true. And impact, powerful impact, boom. Boom from the cannon, so I gave it a 5. Because when this song was huge in the streets, it was huge everywhere, and people were expecting a lot from Jay-Z after that. But not only that, Jay-Z changed the game. He elevated the bars everywhere, every aspect of hip-hop. He elevated everything, you know. For a 21 on 25 for 84%. Party people, thanks for sharing this moment together. Subscribe, like, share, and party people, support 40 Year of Hip Hop by buying us a coffee so that we can continue dropping this amazing weekly podcast. Tune back next week as I will be reviewing Climax by Slum Village. This is your host with the most, Mr. Ron, wishing you happy Honolulu. Peace. And I'm out.